Afternoon. So a little homecoming of sorts for me. I was stationed at Naval Air Station Jacksonville when I was flying helicopters prior to the Jaguars even having a team. So it's a long time ago. I'm dating myself. My wife and I had our first apartment there after we got married. My oldest daughter, Samantha, was born there back in 1993. So a lot of good memories. And then my very first NFL job was with Coach Coughlin with the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2000, I want to say 2002. So a lot of good memories. Hopefully we can keep some more good memories after this Sunday.
What do you remember about joining Coughlin's staff there?
I learned a lot about how the league worked. My dad was coaching in the NFL at the time, and I really didn't know how it all worked, like the, you know, game day roster, in terms of the draft and free agency and all that stuff. I just, you know, didn't get into it a lot. I was coaching in college. So I had more important things to be concerned about. But I know Coach Coughlin he's still a mentor of mine. I learned a lot from he and his staff. And John Bonamago was my first special teams coordinator that I worked for. I was an assistant special teams coach at the time. And just learning about the league, knowing that, you know, I thought I knew a little bit about the game. I didn't know anything about the game when I first got there. So hopefully I've learned a little bit over the years. But Coach Coughlin was, you know, I owe him a lot. He kept me in the league, or got me in the league, and then he kept me in the league when he came to New York a couple years later.
Some people have made comparisons between what you're trying to do now and what the team did in 2012 and those last four games.
Right.
You were here.
I remember, you know, we're 6-6, and I think we played Chicago to start the series off, those four games set. And we knew what we had to do. I know Adrian was having a great year. We were playing really well on special teams. And, you know, just it all came together for us. And that's really what has to happen here in the next 4 weeks. We have to, I don't care who you play in the league, you can, on any given day, obviously everybody knows that, it doesn't matter who you play or where you play, it's going to be a dogfight. And special teams-wise, we know we have to show up. I've been talking to our guys this week. I'm going to continue to talk about it this week that, you know, we have to play well in every phase to help our football team win field position battle, scoring points on field goal, you know, hopefully limiting their opportunities with our field goal block unit. But that was a great run. It was a great run, and we can hope to replicate that.
Coach Zimmer was talking a little bit yesterday and today, I guess, about, you know, guys kind of knowing what they are and what they're not, and especially in the context of returns. Was that one of those moments with Adam's fumble where?
You know, I told our guys that I'm going to take part of the blame there, because I'm a very aggressive coach by nature. I'm a very aggressive person by nature, and that's the way we coach it. And, you know, Adam may not be Marcus Sherrills, and, you know, maybe he's not Devin Hester. You know, we all know that. But, Adam Thielen's a darn good returner. And, you know, we made a mistake. We thought we had that type of mistake corrected the week before. He had a similar type of – he landed similarly against Detroit. And, you know, it was just a case of not him not knowing who he is. I think he knows who he is, and he's a very good football player, and he's been great on special teams over the years for us. It was just a mistake that, you know, hopefully he's learned from. We got to eliminate that. We can't have turnovers. We can't have the two penalties we had on KOR, and we need to punt better, to be honest with you. And we would have had a chance to win that game the other night. But, you know, we moved on from that game. We're on to the next opponent, and we got to go get a win.
Like, Jeff's had such a good year. What was it about that just
– You know, it started with he had a poor drop on the first one, and then he had a poor leg swing on the next one. It was kind of a perfect storm. Things were going bad, and we thought we had to correct that at halftime. We talked about it at halftime, what needed to be done, shorten his approach and going back to the basics. And, you know, he did have two really good punts, and we had three, ended up having three inside the 20. But, you know, like you said, he's having a great year, and we had an opportunity to pin him inside the 20, I think, five or six times, which would have been a phenomenal night for Jeff. And, you know, he's done that for us this year, and that's where we need him to punt. We need to punt like we did earlier in the year, or most of the year, on Sunday afternoon to help us beat Jacksonville.
Mike, how has Marcus looked in practice?
You know, he's been good. He, you know, catching the ball off the jugs, that thing, those balls, I think, when Paul Tagliabue was the commissioner, I think we're using footballs from back then. So those balls are like rock solid, but rock hard. But he's done a good job in practice. You know, he's very much involved in the game plan. He's taken several of the reps in practice, so we hope to have him on Sunday.
You talked about how Jacksonville kind of helped mold you as a coach last week. Did you learn anything or teach anything to yourself about yourself?
Yeah, you know, I learned a lot. It was a great opportunity. I was honored to represent this football team. You know, it's under difficult circumstances with Coach Zim and his eye. You know, I was honored to be asked to do that, first of all, especially to lead a team, even if it was only for 24 hours, to lead a team that we have. It's a great experience. It's one I'll never forget. You know, one of these days I hope to have the opportunity to do that again down the road. But, you know, I think the key is having a great staff around you. We had a phenomenal, the guys were great. The rest of the coaches were great. I know I said that after the game. The players were phenomenal. You know, I just wish we would have played better on special teams. I think we would have had a chance to win that game. But, you know, with penalties and different things that happened during the game, you limit yourself and limit the chance to win a game like that when you play a great team like Dallas.
Obviously, he's not 100% back. Do you envision any additional responsibilities beyond special teams this week?
For myself? No, they haven't talked to me about that. I don't think so. I mean, I think he's back. I mean, he's been doing his normal head coaching duties and working with the defense and getting on me about the penalties from last week, as he should. You know, he's being a head coach. I think he's fine.
You expect him to be on the field then?
As far as I know, to be honest with you, they haven't told me one way or the other. I'm just going to go with business as usual. I got enough problems on my own.
Picture though, with all the injuries that this team has endured, and Zim missing the game, and Norv kind of leaving. How do you guys as a staff kind of keep the players together and focused throughout all of the adversity that you guys have kind of faced?
You know, it's one of those things. I think it's about attitude. We got a really good locker room, and I think you know the coaches lead and the players follow, and then the players in the locker room that are leaders, they lead the younger guys. And you know, I think you come to work every day with a smile on your face and enthusiastic and say, we got to get after it. Today's a new day. We're all very fortunate to coach and play in the NFL. And, you know, when you have those opportunities to go out and practice and continue to get better, you got to make the most of them. And I think that's been the message from the head coach on down. Hey, we got to take advantage of every opportunity we have. I know Coach Zim's talking about this week about our backs are against the wall. We go get a win, and we get a win on Sunday, and then hopefully the sky's the limit. We just got to keep it rolling from there. But we got to go get this one first.
Coach, it seems like as of late, Kentrell Brothers has kind of shown up in a couple special teams plays. What have you seen from him as a player that's been able to help you guys out?
Yeah, Kentrell was a young man that came in, and you knew how athletic he was. You know he's a very good football player, and he obviously had a very good college career at Missouri. He wasn't quite ready at the beginning of the season. That's why he was inactive there for a few weeks. And you kind of saw it on the show teams. And I tell these guys all the time on the scout team, or we call them the show teams, you need to show up on those and use our techniques and do what you're asked to do and give us a great look. And then you'll get noticed. And it was 2 weeks in a row he really started. He wasn't being a scout team All-American. He wasn't doing things out of the ordinary. But he was doing his job at a high level. And that's exactly what we asked these young men to do. And, you know, I thought he did a really good job. I think I can't remember what first game was his first game addressing for us. But we knew once we got a hold of him, once he was going to be on the active 46, then we're going to have somebody special. And I think he's only going to get better. And I think every rep, I know he lost contain on a punt against Arizona. And he knew the mistake that he made, and that should never happen to him again because he's very intelligent. Football is important to him, and he's a good football player.
With this offense and the, kind of the margin for error for this team, does it put more pressure on special teams to, you know, create plays?
You know, I think and since I've been here, I've always had the attitude of we need to go out and make plays. And, you know, I tell our team all the time, make a difference on Sunday. And make a difference in a positive way. And if it's a 20-yard return that gives the offense the ball at the 50, we go down and score like we did against Arizona, or we have a kickoff return for a touchdown like we did in the same game. I mean, or we punt them down inside the 5-yard line and we get a safety on the next play like against Carolina. Make a difference in a positive fashion and, you know, let the chips fall where they may. I don't worry about the offensive defense. I'm just trying to do my job and help our guys do their job and have great complementary football. So that's been my attitude, to be honest with you, since I've been here. We good? Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.